I am Manoj Sathe, and today we are going to learn another interesting topic, that is chapter 14, that is logistic and mail. So what is the need for logistic and mail in the functional administration division? So prompt dispatch of material and relevant documents fulfills the on-time delivery commitments and improves the due date performance and the customer satisfaction. Hence, the document material parcels need to properly out ordered for fulfilling business obligations. So any large company, whether it is manufacturing unit or a service provider, they need the logistic department to service their internal branch offices, to service their clients, or to service directly to the customers for documents, material and parcels, etc. So as a result of business and official correspondence through letters or emails, transactional exchange take place. So quotations, delivery challans, bills, invoices, product catalogs, brochures are some of the documents which are sent from one business house to another. In today's e-age, yes, most of the transactions happen through internet, that is e-transactions, but still there is a still significance of the physical document. So even though the quotations and everything is going in the e-format, still companies has the procedure to keep it in the hard copy. Same goes with the brochure. Today most of the companies brochures are available in the PDF or other e-format type, but still the traditional brochure, that is the printed brochure, significance is still there in today's age also, clients as well as customers, because it gets the personal feel when you go through the physical brochure. Hence, although in this e-age, the traditional brochures still exist, and that is why the logistic department has a lot of importance. So it could be form from buyer, seller, as a customer or service provider. So for any communication, as you know, most of the things are happen through the e-transactions, but still there is a need for physical documentation. So either maybe documentation from the buyer to your company, maybe from seller to the company, or to your business partner, or to the customer, or the service provider. So there is a need for the logistic division in the functional administration. So at the initiation of any dispatch, whatever type of goods or material, the first step begins with the collection and taking possession of the goods by the carrier. So let's say you have a branch office in Pune and you want to send a physical document of around, let's say the weight of that document is say 500 grams, and you want to send it within 24 hours. So what is the procedure? First, you have to call your regular courier service. So since Pune, Mumbai to Pune distance is less, you don't require a sophisticated service which are specializing into international. So any normal courier will do. So you have to call them. So they have the pickup boys particular area wise. So in that area you have to register that courier. So during that time they will collect it and they will form the procedures and they will stamp it, and then they will, as per your some courier services, they go for the express delivery option. In that it is being couriered as fast, within you can say 5 to 6 hours also, that is mostly by the air, or normal time it is 24 to 48 hours depending on service to service. So in the acknowledgement, once the courier person collects your parcel, in acknowledgement form what it needs to be covered. So first is the a return cover note is raised mentioning the name and other details of the consignee, description of the goods, quantity, freight paid or to be paid, and in case of postal dispatch it is a always prepaid receipt. So in case of postal thing, you have to, whatever the payment, you have to pay it in advance. If you have tie up with any courier company, then monthly you have to pay. You have to mention the details of the parcel, whether the parcel is not including any commercial document, any valuable document, you have to declare that. So that is why description of goods is important. Then quantity is also, if say you are sending a brochure's quantity 50, so you have to mention that you are couriering brochures in the number of 50, so that if tomorrow your regional office or wherever you are sending, they received only 40 brochures, so you can ask the complaint, launch a complaint to courier company that they received only 40, whereas we have sent it in the number of 50. So that is why the quantity is also important. Next is, if it is a courier or cargo service, it is designated either as a docket, consignment note, lorry receipt or railway dispatch. Railway dispatch receipt. Each consignment note is coded either alphanumeric or numeric. So again, it depends company to company. They have the different coded format. So some company has alphanumeric format, that means starting with alphabet and is a combination of alphabet as well as number. Some they use only numbers, so that is called as a consignment number. So after this courier process has been starts, if any problem happens on online, many courier companies, they provide this facility. You can actually track the consignment, where is this consignment. Suppose if any international consignment is there and you are sending a large parcel, let's say 2 kilo parcel, to your Germany office situated in Frankfurt. So you are sending with a normal air courier, that will take around 4 to 5 working days. So let's say after 4 or 5 working days also your German office has not received. So what to do? Yes, you can call your courier company's customer service number and you can find the details. But at the same time, if the call is coming busy or any other problem is happening during call, you can, with that consignment number, you can go on their official website, you can track that parcel and you will come to know where exactly the parcel is lying. Maybe it is on the way in their Frankfurt, Germany branch office, and they will show the status, expected delivery time within 2 days. So you can inform as it is to your receiver. Then date of booking is very important detail. It is necessary in tracking delivery status or if the consignment goes missing. So date is also important, that what date, which date you have given that parcel to that courier company, so that tracking becomes easier. Because if they guarantee you that within 48 hours they will deliver you the parcel, and if they took more than 48 hours, you know, then definitely you can ask for the claim, any discount or any refund for that particular thing, because they are not fulfilling their service conditions. So that is why the date of booking is very important. Then freight charges in case of any state-owned carriers like post or railways are always required to pay in advance. So this is the difference between private courier companies and any nationalized or government-owned methods of couriering, like our traditional post. So speed post service is also quite reliable, but that you have to go to the post. They don't have facility to come at your office and take it. Same with, goes with the railways. Railways also, you have to go with a particular railway station. You have to go through various their documentation formalities and all that. And whatever the charges, you have to pay in advance. There is no post-paid procedure like other courier companies. Whereas other courier services, freight operators undertake bookings on to-pay basis, which levies extra charges. That means they have monthly or fortnightly cycle. Whatever the within particular month you are billing, they will send a billing at the end of the fortnight or end of the month, so that you can clear the whatever the billing in their billing cycle within the 10 days period or 20 days period as per their policy. Then transshipment is a system of transporting a consignment by changing into a different truck through a midway warehouse station, so before reaching a final destination. So very good example of this transshipment. If you see nationally, when you go across Mumbai to Nasik by road, if you once you cross the Bhiwandi, you will see lot of big godowns are there. So what are they? They are nothing but the transshipment base for most of the courier company. So any Mumbai assignment is coming, they have their sorting and everything is done there. Then they will send particular lot to Mumbai suburb, particular lot to central suburb, particular lot to the city area of Mumbai, like that. So all their transshipment happens at that center. So that is why So why they have taken that transshipment center out of the city limits? You must be thinking, if the transshipment is for Mumbai, then why they are doing outskirts of the Mumbai, that is Bhiwandi, located around 40 kilometers above the Mumbai city borders. So for convenience, and transshipment requires a huge workspace. So it is economically not viable to keep and hold that much space in the prime city location. So that is why transshipment system or transshipment units are always at a economical location where they can set up a huge setup. So it is needed when there is no direct route connectivity from the place of booking to the place of delivery. Let's say if you want to courier a parcel to Kandla, that is situated in the Kutch region of Gujarat. So there is no direct service from Mumbai to Kandla because there is no demand as such. So here you have to go via the transshipment option. So what the courier company will do, they will send your parcel to Ahmedabad as a base unit, and from Ahmedabad they will transship it to some another mode of transport or some another truck or delivery van. So that is called when there is no direct route is available, then transshipment option is used. So it might be needed in case of failure, breakdown, route diversion, traffic reasons. So transshipment is one case of transshipment is when there is no direct route is available from the start of that couriering process. So that is the first case. Second case, maybe let's say the same thing, if you have any parcel delivery from Mumbai to Ahmedabad. So Ahmedabad, Mumbai to Ahmedabad, there is a direct service of that courier company. Their truck goes every night. But suppose particular night that truck breaks down, then what to do? So they have to do the route diversion. Or sometimes due to traffic reason, the highway is completely chock-a-block. Then what to do? They have to consider alternative arrangement. So in this case, who is responsible? Not the user, the courier company will be responsible. They will do the needful. Then documentary accompaniment with the consignment. For ensuring smooth flow of consignment, it is essential that every parcel or bundle should accompany a letter by the consignor. Why the letter is required? Because many times the government agencies do a random check. So in that, they scrutiny randomly what is included in the parcel, because many times they do illegal transaction, illegal transportation of the documents, or illegal transportation of the material which is prohibited by the law to save taxes, to save octra, etc. So you should mention, if you are sending a particular, let's say if you are sending a TV set for marketing purpose, LCD TV screen, to your regional office in Bangalore by the courier company, so they will take it, but you have to mention it, that you are sending it, the cost of that courier, that material is so much, that LCD is so much, and you are not using it for commercial purpose, it is for only internal purpose. So you have to mention it, so that octroi or anything, any trouble will not happen, and it will initiate a smooth flow of the consignment. The letter is a declaratory statement indicating type of material, quantity, and purpose of dispatch. Another example, if you are sending a training material, let's say training manual, to your regional office situated in Singapore. So the training material will look like in the book format. So you have to declare that you are sending it is for only internal training purposes, not for sale. Otherwise, most of the cases, sale of any document, you have to follow some different procedure. The rate will be also different. So that is why you have to declare the quantity and purpose also. You have to mention it is only for the training purpose, etc. Same goes with the material also. For material also, you have to mention why you are sending this type of material to that particular person. You have to mention what are the ingredients. If you are sending some chemicals, most of the chemicals you have to follow a very strict procedures, they are not allowed. Or any food items you are sending, then you have to mention the ingredients, what are the ingredients are included in that particular item. Then in addition, a airway bill with sale tax, registration number, and gate pass, etc. to be attached. So this is required. The gate pass is required if a large organization, if any parcel is going outside the gate, So you need a gate pass for any big thing. What is the purpose? Why you are taking out from the company premises? So in the case, you can mention that courier company wants to take outside from the company. So that is why you have prepared this, and that you are authorizing that courier person to take that parcel out from the company premises. Same goes with the bill with the sales tax registration number. Then what are the modes of dispatch? Post, courier, surface transport, railway, air and sea. Post, as I told you, you have to do whatever the payment, you have to pay in advance for the post, and you have to go there. Their person will not come at your office. Courier, more flexibility is there, lot of options are there. So most of the companies goes with the courier company. There is flexibility of payment, there flexibility of different packages which you can opt for, express delivery, normal delivery, etc. Then surface transport, that means transport will go by the regular road. Then next is the railway. Again, railway also is only popular with the only particular type of materials, not for everything, because again the railway person will not come to at your doorstep to collect it. You have to follow certain procedures. Railway again owned by the government, so lot of documentation is required. Then air, what is the feature of this air dispatch? That it is the fastest mode, but it is a costly. Sea, yes, you can opt for the sea when the quantity or the weight is too much. So if you want to send, let's say, 100 kilo of the brochures to your international office located in USA. So if you want to send it by air route, it will be too much costly. So where is you can opt this, you can book a half container or let's say very small space to accommodate that 100 kilo brochures, and you can send it. It will reach to your office. Let's say if your office is regional office is located in Los Angeles, that is in the Pacific Ocean area of USA. So it can go, it can reach between anything by the sea route from 20 days to 30 days. So where the time is not important and the quantity is huge, you can go with the sea option. At moment, for domestic purpose, sea is not a mostly preferred option because there are not proper services available for sea courier in India. Then separate records and registers may be maintained for posting the date-wise entry of outgoing parcels. In large companies, specifically multinational or very large setup like L&T, Infosys, Reliance, Tata Power, etc., per day, lot of thousands of packages are going outside. So they have to maintain a proper register with the department-wise register, consignee name, consignment, note number, weight, amount, etc. So that tomorrow if any problem happens, they can easily track. For smaller companies, per day number of parcels may be within 10 to 50. But let's say larger group like Tata Group, Mahindra Group, where a lot of things are parcel or courier from their one plant to another plant, per day they may be handling, their administration department may be handling around 100 to 1000 courier assignments. So they have to maintain a proper register. Also, in case of dispatches by post, details like ordinary post, register post, speed post, prepaid mailing license, bulk posting order, and the amount of stamp affix. So this is applicable only if you are sending by post. If you are sending by courier, then there is no need for all these formalities like stamp and all that. They will tell you the charge as per the weight. There is no stamp option is required for courier purpose. Then this is a new concept in this courier business model, that is COD. You must have seen a lot of e-commerce website today comes with this option COD. So what is this COD? The full form of COD is cash on delivery. So you want the goods and the shipper wants to sell it to you. He then can ship it as cash on delivery option. So many cases the receiver has not having any debit card, credit card or online payment option. So in that case, the company doesn't want to lose the sale. So they go with the cash on delivery option. In this case, the shipper specifies to the carrier how much to collect, and the carrier will collect this amount from you and remit it to the shipper. Let's say you are a publishing house company, XYZ Publications, and you have this COD option. And suppose a person called X staying in Shivaji Nagar, Pune has ordered a books costing around 2000 rupees. And he doesn't have any online payment facility, he doesn't have credit card facility, he doesn't have debit card facility. So he has opted COD option. So you will, he will order you through either phone or mobile or through internet. He will confirm the order. You will give him the tentative date of delivery. Within 1 day, the books will be dispatched. And when the you will assign a particular courier company or your own personal to go at their place. So at the time of the delivery, he will show the invoice and a deliver person, he has to pay on the cash on delivery. So he will, the person will give back the receipt of the acceptance of the cash. So how it goes? Suppose what happens that the person who is asked for it, he refuses to take the parcel. So in that case, you can bring back the parcel back to your company. You are not authorized to give that parcel in the hands of the customer. You can give only when he is ready to pay and he pay the cash on delivery. So in this COD, yes, some risk factor is also there for the producer. So that is why most of the company use this COD option only for the limited amount, only for the limited cases only. If you are ordering a goods worth 1 lakh or 2 lakh, then definitely you don't have that COD option because the risk element is more. So COD is useful. Anything like 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, yes, you can opt for the COD option. Then freight on delivery. In this case, the shipper can say, I am not paying the freight, in which case the receiver will have to pay the freight charges. So that means, if you and the shipper have worked out a payment arrangement for the goods and you have to pay to the carrier is the freight charges, usually in this case referred as a freight collect. So usually you will have to establish a credit with the carrier and he will bill you for the freight charges by the mail. So this is a different type of option like freight on delivery. Then free on rail option. In this case, pricing term indicating that the seller will put the goods on a railroad car at a name loading point without any extra charge. So in this case, he will load at a particular destination in a railroad car at a point without any extra charge. Again, this is applicable case to case. This option is not available across all the railway stations. Only few points where this facility can be provided by the Indian Railways. Then free on board. So term of sale under which the price invoiced or quoted by a seller includes all the charges up to placing the goods on a ship at the port of departure specified by the buyer. Use in the shipping to indicate that there is no charge to the buyer for the goods placed on board of a carrier at a point of shipment, typically followed by the name of the port of city, for example here in this case San Francisco. So that means free on the board. So whatever the price quoted in that consignment, there is no charge buyer has to pay in this case. So that is called free on the board type of option. Then cost, insurance and the freight. So a shorthand term for signifying that the price invoice or quoted by a seller includes insurance and all other charges up to the name port of destination. So C and F means term of sale, signifying that the price invoice or quoted by a seller for a shipment does not include insurance charges but includes all expenses up to a name port of destination. So that is known as C&F, that is cost and insurance. So means if you want to send a particular parcel to San Francisco and if it is included in term C&F, that means cost and insurance is not covered by the seller. Seller will give only the shipment cost. So if you are sending any valuable item, then it's better you insure on your own side, extra thing. So that is why this insurance is not included in this. Again, this insurance is based vary parcel to parcel, destination to destination, what type of material you are sending through dispatch. So that as per that, the premium of insurance will vary, but yes, that premium will not included in the C and F term. That means you have to pay extra. Then delivery challan is a very important document. What do you mean by delivery challan? Delivery challan is also known as dispatch challan. So delivery challan shows the issue of store items by the store department. When material is sold to the customer or to transfer to other branch, or material is returned to the supplier, then delivery challan is prepared by the store department just to keep a check of their inventory. So without delivery challan, any store transaction would not happen. So majority of the courier companies where they do n number of transactions. So nowadays courier companies has a big tie up with the e-commerce company also, like Flipkart, Amazon, etc. So they have tie up with the courier companies, or most of the companies they keep their own staff. So they have very systemized system of creating delivery challan. So most of the cases they use a very sophisticated software that is known as the ERP system, that is known as enterprise resource planning. So every department is computerized and there is no need for any other email transaction. Anyone can view the present status of their stock internally. So that is called ERP system. So most popular ERP company in the business world, that is the SAP systems of Germany. They are known, they are having around 80% market share in the ERP business. Then minimum 4 copies of delivery challans are prepared for the following purposes. So minimum 4 copies of the delivery challans to be prepared. In large scenario setup, they can even prepare 10 copies also, but minimum 4 is required. So one copy is to be sent to the accounts department, one copy is to be sent to the sales department, one copy is to be given to the customer, and 4 copy is retained by the store department for their record. So these 4 are mandatory. Rest, if any other department, if any IT department also has keeping the record of this, you can prepare one additional copy also. But these 4 are essential ones.